Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 01:00 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 02:00 hours. Mostly clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 03:00 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 04:00 hours. Mostly clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 05:00 hours. Mostly clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 06:00 hours. Partly cloudy. 36 degrees.
That's what she said. What is it? My ex-wife said to me 36 years ago today. That's a W question.
Good morning. 07:00 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees.
I have no idea what she said to you 36 years ago today. I could guess, but I'd probably be wrong. Thank goodness this nightmare is over with. And I couldn't have agreed more. Yeah, 36 years ago today, I got divorced. I remembered my marriage last month, and this month I remember my divorce. Can't say I was one of those husbands or ex-husbands that forgot 40 days. But I'll tell you right now, I still know both my daughters. Well, one of my daughters, still know their social security numbers in my head. But, yeah. Me and Kate, yeah, we go way back. Well, that would have been my first guess, because you had reminded me of your anniversary, I remember, just a short while ago. So, well, what would be the other thing? So, that would have been my guess. But I didn't want to say that just in case it was something else. Well, you would have gotten chicken dinner out of it, maybe. But, yeah, I looked at the calendar. No, it's the 20th, okay. Birthdays and things like that. I mean, I know my grandparents' birthdays, my mom's dad and my mother's mother. but I don't remember much about, I mean, I really don't remember about much about my past. It'd be my grandparents on my father's side. I don't ever remember meeting them in my lifetime. I mean, the older brother is good. But, yeah. Yep. Yeah, the thing with numbers, I was good at math. And now I'm just trying to master radio, and, man, that's just a whirlwind in my brain. I'm trying to hold the radio steady. I think there might be something that just wobbly works on, not works on, I'm on a works on radio. Nagoya antenna, but I might try the other one, the original antenna back on here, and use it for a couple days before I go back in and just see how it sounds, if it sounds any different or any better. Good morning. How are things in dirt land?
Donald, what are your antenna options you just said? You got a Nagoya and you got the rubber duck for that?
I stepped on you there for a second, Dakota. I was saying the fact that I was saying good morning to you, and I was asking you how the dirt excavation stuff is going. Right now I have this Wooksup KGUV9PX, and I got the Nagoya antenna for it, genuine Nagoya antenna. And I just noticed, like when Sean says I've got some sound and static and things like that, as I move around, this antenna just flips all over the place and, flexes and bends as I, and I'm trying to hold it right now. I'm sitting in a chair straight up and down, holding the radio straight up and down, and I'm trying not to move with it. And if I'm getting bad reports today, I might just dig out the original antenna, which is a little bit stiffer. It won't move around as much. And I was just trying to get some feedback. Yeah, let me see if I got it. All right, there we go. We've established a rotation. Well, you're consistent there and solid. So there's some fry, but no problem. So doing that right there gets it done. Dakota?
We got to get you to know, Donald. I just sold one. I didn't know you were in the market. Or I think you said you were in the market yesterday. But I just sold one and built one for a guy, so if you need help, I'm happy to help.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'll put you on the list, but just the radio itself, I mean, you know, Sean and I use Motorola, so we know the quality of their antennas, and I got the rat tails on my Motorolas, and they cover the full frequency range from my DMR, which is in the low 400s on Moto Turbo, all the way up into, 462 GMRS. And those antennas don't move at all. And sometimes I'll run a stubby, a little, like, 2 or 3 inch filament antennas, and that's not going anywhere, but those aren't in the frequency range, and I have to order a different one. So those don't go down to 403. But I'm just looking right now for a good, solid antenna on these things. And I've been happy with the Nagoya that a certain person recommended. And I have them on, three of my radios, the two Wooksons and the one Boobwing that I got as a gag gift for being a ham. But like I say, when you're out in the field, you can't always have everything with you, and you just need the radio. I want that to work, and with the reports I've been getting, I'm not happy, and so I may try the original antenna in the next couple of days before I go back to Indy, like tomorrow morning or something. I'll talk to you guys again. And if so, I'm just going to have to find a different antenna for the Wooksun. Sean?
Well, pop it on right now. I mean, here we are. You're sounding... You're doing that straight up down thing. You're standing pretty
solid and the machine's consistent. That's the biggest thing. It's not fluttering in and out. So pop that other antenna on there and just duplicate what you're doing right now, and we can give you a real quick AP. If it's convenient. Anywho, I am, Anna, why am I so ahead of schedule? I don't understand this. It's only 8 after, and I'm almost to the coffee shop. Go to...
quick update on the excavation, Donald. Nothing happened yesterday, so hoping it'll be out this week. I kind of threw a wrench in his schedule, so I can't be too pushy. As far as HD antennas, I've owned and own pretty much every main one from Comet and Diamond, and in my experience, they make next to no difference, but I also don't use HDs in the capacity you're using an HD. They're pretty much hooked up to a mobile antenna or roof antenna, or I'm talking into a node. But back in my old house, I would get into Mount Clemens. I would have to put on a signal stick or a Comet BNT24. Those were the two that I actually noticed the difference. All the other short ones, not so much. Honestly, I think some rubber ducks are better than aftermarket ones. So you can use that.
I'm back. Well, it's your turn. Okay, I'm sitting upright, got the radio straight up and down, and I am talking now with the original Wolfson factory antenna. How's it sounding? Well, in my opinion, it's equal or maybe better, but it certainly is not worse. Dakota, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. I can't tell if it's better, but my brain thinks it's better. I think you sound like there's more fidelity. I don't know if that's possible from an antenna. You sound better, but let's do the other one. Let's do an AV here.
Funny you said that, Dakota, because I was thinking the same thing. It's like he sounds better, but that's nothing to do with signal. Knock, knock. I'm back on the Goya, the aftermarket. Well, I'm going to say it's 6 1/2 dozen the other. For some reason, I like the stock antenna better, but I can't really quantify it and tell you why. So I'd say it's 6 1/2 dozen the other. If it's more convenient and doesn't flop around, that might be your huckleberry there.
I can second that. I don't think there's really a signal strength difference. You sound like you're coming in the exact same. Might be a tiny bit more variance, maybe a little bit of fry going up and down with the Nagoya, but to my ears, you sound a little bit better with the stock one.
Well, I thank you. I might just switch back to the stock one, because as I'm holding the stock one in my hand and trying to keep this Nagoya from wiggling. I mean, I'm sitting up, straight up and down, and yes, I'm shaking, I'm moving a little bit with my hand and my wrist, and that antenna's just bopping around, and I've got the original one in my hand, and it's like a brand new, it's like stiff, hard. Probably took some Viagra while I was sitting in the box. And it's a thicker whip, I guess, and I'm gonna put the factory antenna on it for the remainder of the week while I'm using it, and see what happens. I mean, this thing is as stiff as it, or the quality is just as good as what's in a Motorola Rat Tail. Those are shot with no more, because he uses Motorola as well. They're just good, solid, antennas that don't whip in the wind. And I'm just trying to hold this thing steady so it doesn't shake or anything like that. because it's old and shaky like me. So I'm going to go put the factory one back on and stick with it. Thanks, guys. Yeah, there you go. All righty. Oh, man. I am sleepy today, and look at that. I just parked at work. Why am I so ahead of schedule? This is so weird. It's like I'm in the Twilight Zone. There you go, Donald. Sean, you're early. I'm late. I'm not even a 32-mile route yet. I spent 18 minutes in the quarter wash this morning trying to get the mud and the bugs and whatever the hell else was on my truck off of it. So I'm with you. A little sleepy, a little slow, making my way. Well, I'm late because I'm usually up at 5, getting the coffee going, and I haven't even seen the coffee pot yet this morning, let alone get it going or doing anything. I went to bed last night just after 8 o'clock, and I slept like a baby. Woke up once. The coyotes were howling when emergency vehicles go by, and they're louder than the emergency vehicles. Rolled over and went back to sleep, and next thing I know, it was 6:35, and I said, I better get my day started. Well, I've transitioned over to the HT, and so I'm going to head on inside. I didn't stop and get coffee or nothing. It's a weird day. Oh, well. See if I can get some of the cops. I'm going to take tomorrow off, do some yard work myself. My son's on vacation this week, and he said tomorrow will be good for him. So I've got my son for the day, and a trailer and a yard that needs a lot of cleanup. So got to get in there and do the make the donuts today so I can take off tomorrow. There you go. Put them to work. Those are my my duties when I go over my dad's as well. Whatever he needs help with, I got to help him. Make the donuts today. Enjoy the icing on the cake tomorrow with your son while you're doing that. And, yeah. Not too bad at all, and the weather's supposed to be pretty good tomorrow, I think. I don't know, I haven't really, like I said, I haven't even turned on the my tablet to see what the weather has or anything. I just woke up, so. But, one thing I'll tell you, I know I got another brand spanking new mouse on the little old wheel, and that thing's kicking, but I don't need to run it. Don't need to run the air conditioning today if it's 40 degrees out when I checked my phone this morning when I woke up. I go, wow, there's a new mouse on the wheel, and the guy doesn't even have to work his first day.
Get over to me. I was just saying good morning to everybody. Just walked in the shop. I got to get everything set up. So I drag my computer to and fro every day.
Well, I'll let you guys get to it. I'm going to make a phone call here on my way into the office. But, Donald, I'm glad your air's fixed. But, yeah, you're not kidding. You definitely don't need it today. I will catch y'all maybe this afternoon at 8 DBF.
Well, okay. Make the phone call. Thanks for your advice on the antenna. I'm going to switch the antenna. This is obviously the AM version of the radio, and I have a GMRS version of the radio as well with a Wolfson on it. I'm going to take that one off and switch that one back to the factory as well. Basically what I'm thinking is that the stiffer the antenna, the better the signal. So, I don't know, but we'll try that experiment for the next couple weeks, and like I said, I can't put the stubby antennas on my motos because they don't go down low enough for the moto turbo frequency of 403. They only go down, I think, 440 to 490. So the new ones, the replacements should be 403 to 470s, I think, are the ones I have to order. I already looked them up on Amazon just to see which model number I need. Sean? Well, run with that one for a while when you've forgotten about it and you're just going about your normal business. We'll see how it is. And but, you know, preliminary observations are I like it. So we'll see. Run it for the next several days and we'll know better. All right, I'm here. I got to start getting into some stuff, so I'm going to start getting to it. W8MQ.
Here's the advice. You sound lost, so go find a cup of coffee. There's got to be a coffee maker somewhere in that building. Grab a cup from there. I might be around Saturday morning for breakfast, but I'll let you know. We're going to probably not leave until Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening because there's nothing to do until the race on Sunday. But I'll let you know if I can make breakfast on Saturday. W8RCY.
KE8VFI Mobile.
Good morning, Greg. W8RCY.
Good morning, Donald. Looks like we got severe clear and bright and sunny so far today.
And cold, too. And yesterday I had my, now if you heard some of the chatter earlier yesterday, the little mouse on the wheel fan motor to my heating and air conditioning. The little mouse, I think, died, and I got a new mouse on there, and he's running super fast. But like, I really needed to even run today, as cold as it is, if you know what I mean. So yeah, got a new fan motor, the heating and air conditioning unit works great. Just don't need it right now.
Ah, very good. Well, better to have it fail and get fixed when you don't need it, because it's nice to have it when you do.
Yeah, absolutely. The weird thing about it is working Thursday night in that storm, I had just the blower going just to circulate air because I had the place buttoned up due to the rain. And when I got home Sunday morning, I turned it on. They said I came back because I'm a senior citizen community, and the signs were up. The air conditioning is on. Okay. I'll turn it on, run it, get the stale air out of the heat, and just run it for, you know, one cycle. That's it. Shut it off. And the motor was not turning. So something happened to it between Thursday night and Sunday morning, but got a new mouse, and I think the mouse is running even faster than the old mouse did, but it seems to be blowing even more efficiency. So other than that, though, not much. A lot of the guys ran in early this morning. Even Sean is even in, and he got to work a little earlier than expected. Dakota's in. I slept in. I was just tired from the weekend trip driving. I did all the driving. But, other than that, I'm just rambling, switching antennas out on my radios, getting rid of all these Nagoyas and going back to the factories because I think the Nagoyas blow around too much or just wobble around too much, affecting my signal.
All right, very good. I'm on my way to the dentist and getting a crown put on an implant, finally. It's a long process when you got to do that sort of thing. Not fun, but today's no big deal. And then don't know what else I got in store. So, phone is ringing. I'll be back to you, VSI.
We'll be here sandbagging most of the day. W8RCY. Good morning, everybody, and everybody on the ECR this morning. Coffee, yes, I drink coffee every morning. anything from a 18-ounce cup to a 24-ounce thermal mug, depending on how my day goes and if I'm on the road or doing things like that. And it's half and half. It's half decaf, half regular. Back to net control. Everybody have a great day. W8RCY, Detroit, Michigan area.
Sounds like somebody's on the wrong side of the radio. I don't like coffee. I don't drink coffee. Coffee doesn't like you. KBSW. John didn't select the right side of his radio to talk on the net, whatever net he's talking on.
Yeah, that'll happen sometimes.
Yep.
You say I haven't done that probably.
Oh, I've never.
Okay.
Shouldn't you be making Jeeps or something?
On my way.
Alrighty then.
May have orphaned some ducklings on the way right in this morning.
What's that?
I may have orphaned some ducklings on the way in this morning.
That's not good.
Yeah, that pond on 75, between 75, the two north and south pond on 75, like in Grand Blanket. They were crossing the highway before I could figure out what was going on. Big cloud of feathers behind me.
Whoops.
I tried to move over, but too little, too late.
Yeah, it happened.
Yeah, there's probably some traumatized little ducklings in the middle of the interstate. 1 minute they're falling out, 1 minute they're going.
You should have been a little quicker.
Yeah, if it wasn't me, it would have been the semi next to me. But anyway, I am pulling into the great tower in the sky, so 7:30 AM.
Good morning, 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 42 degrees.
Thank you.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 45 degrees.
W3LNS and 08RF mobile. And 08RF mobile clear.
Good morning, and 08RF. This is W3LNS.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees.
Well, this is W8VIK, Waterford, Michigan. Is there anyone on today, W8VIK?
Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees.
N8KPP.
Still.
Hello.
When are you supposed to have the new one?
Sorry, tried again. I didn't have my seatbelt on and the thing was louder than you.
When are you supposed to have the new one?
I'm not sure what we're talking about. No one wants, but...
Still not sure you heard me. So when are you supposed to get the new one?
No, I heard you now. I was just wondering what the new one was.
The new call?
Oh, I got it. June 2nd.
June 2nd? That seems like a long time.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but like 14 days in one day or something like that. I don't know exactly what the math is, but that was about right. I didn't count that, but according to that vanity call sign thing, which is usually pretty accurate, unless I mess up, it's showing June 2nd.
So I'm guessing that it hasn't closed yet or something? So that's why?
No, everything that it's done, there's always like a 14-day waiting thing. So I think it's 14 days, give or take some. So I think that that's what the holdup is. Even if it's, like, available instantly, they don't give it to you instantly. They wait 14 days for some reason after, you know, and then do it that way. So I gave them the $30-some again this time to make sure I did it right.
before I know what I did. I would have really liked that call, but, that one was nothing but a mistake on my part and greed on theirs. We talked about that. But, WHB will be that one, and June 7th.
Okay, hey, somebody just walked in here. I got to go see who it is. I'm the only one here. WHB.
Later. And I keep it.
Yay, I got people back.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees.
W8FU, W8DIJ.
Good afternoon, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to see if you were listening. I think you mentioned that to me. Are you having lunch right now?
We were just getting ready to discuss it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to keep you. I just wanted to see if I could raise you on this frequency. I'm on the 4425. I think you said the K8FBI repeater is tied to this, right?
Yeah, that's correct. The Warren, the Richmond, the Romeo, and the West Bloomfield are all tied together.
Okay, copy that. I'm going to let you go and so you can make your lunch arrangements there. Thanks for coming back to me, W8FU, W8BIJ.
Hey, no problem, Greg. I've been here all morning alone, and looks like guys walked back in, so I'm going to figure out what's going on, figure out what lunch plans are, all that good stuff. We'll talk to you in a bit. W8BIJ from W8FU.
Job. Windy.
not the weather I like.
Oh, well, I'm driving to my only job. So, part-time job. Yeah, this is not the weather. It's cold. We put our boat in the water. It's been almost a month ago, and the only time we've actually been out on it was the day we put it in. So, it's been kind of crappy. Hoping things turn around.
I don't want one of those cool, wasted summers. I like mid-70s to 80s, partly cloudy, or partly sunny, or whatever way, you know, half full, half empty. Same thing as I do, so I like stuff like that. I don't like it super hot, don't like it super cold, and I like it super cold.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I don't mind it's a little warm or hot, whatever, but it's the humidity that kills me.
Oh, you mean like when you get out of the shower and you dry off, you're all wet, sticky, and you got to get out of the shower. Is it the one that you just put it from? Yeah, I hate those things.
Yeah, exactly. I remember one time, a long time ago, I was at a convention in New Orleans, first time I'd ever been there. Got dressed up, had a suit on, taking a shower, I stepped outside, and I said, nope, I gotta go back inside, take another shower.
about a year now. You know, and every time they tell us something different, try this, do that, and we're finding more and more out as we progress. I mean, we've tackled a lot of obstacles, but still there are some hurdles that need to be jumped.
Yeah, it's the way of the world. Everybody has nobody off to work anymore. So we've created a whole bunch of slugs. So, not the slug talk. Other than that, nothing else to do. Got a manager at RPSC tomorrow. Tonight, I think. So I can sure do that.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees.
VSI from W8FU. VSI from W8FU. W8FU testing. Anybody got a crappy signal?
I read you just fine.
W8RCY. Well, let me hear it.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Testing.
Maybe. It's not noisy enough.
Copy that.
You still in here, Donald?
Yes, sir.
What's the lowest power setting you got? You got a low?
I'm on the Wuxon, and I'm currently running high power at 8 watts.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking. What, can you go to low?
I'm 23 on low power, that's 12, New Baltimore.
This is low power at 3 watts.
I need a little bit of it. Like, give me a morning drive time dissertation on mice and treadmills.
Well, the little gerbil on the wheel is doing okay. It was doesn't sound like air conditioning is not needed. So. Yeah, that's
about it. W-A-R-C-Y. Okay, that does it. Thank you.
Just for the heck of it, how did it sound on 3 watts? There's got me from where I am to the repeater.
Not a whole lot different than usual. You know, the difference between 3 and 8 is pretty negligible.
Okay, so if I can make the adjustment and save on the battery, because this is a 3, 5, and 8 watt radio, maybe I can run it on 5 in this area in relationship to the repeater. So that helps me. Thank you very much. I'll be monitoring W8RCY.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 56 degrees.
N8MM, testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
What are you testing?
Remember that radio that sounded really bad that I had in my truck?
Roger. Well, it seems to be getting in the 441.9 as well.
Hey.
I think it's tickling your node.
Oh, yeah, I was doing it offline, and I brought it online just a minute ago, but I think it's tickled.
Okie doke. Just wanted to be sure you knew what was going on. I happened to be looking at the dashboard when it came in. It said, Lakeland, Florida. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Well, it's two physically separate nodes, but I just use one node number because I can only be in one state at one time.
Yep. Well, you know, you can split those into 10. Just adds a digit 1 through 9 on the end.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing that for... Hang on. I got tangled up in my push-to-talkie thing. But, yeah, I was thinking about doing that, and I did try that years ago, and I had issues with it, problems, as Don would say. But I was probably doing something wrong. And, yeah, once I get the old blue node back together, I've kind of got that apart, trying to fix it a little bit better. I probably will do something with the, I forget what they call the sub-nodes or some crap like that. N8NM.
Yeah, I've heard of people having trouble switching, doing that. I mean, if you do it right from the get-go, generally it's no issue, but people that have nodes already well established, I don't know, it doesn't seem to get under every rock, behind every crevice. So I've heard troubles. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I'm at a site. It's hard to hear. And trying to work on something. Let's see here. Are you in the mobile in the driveway by chance?
No, I'm actually down in the basement in the shack.
Oh, okay, I was going to have you try the 2.6 direct, but never mind.
You know, 2.6, even at its best, from my driveway, I mean, it's fine coming up my street. As soon as you pull in my driveway, you lose it. It's really weird.
Yeah, that area has always been spotty. You know, you're in the bad. It's like Don's house. He's good right up to the house, but he pulls in the drive, same thing. All right, anyhow, I'm going to get buttoning up here so I can get out.
Okie dokie. We'll let you toil away there. 70 turds at 8 NM.
It's hard for me to be critical because of all the noise in here, but it sounds like you might be really hot. But it's hard for me to hear. There's a lot of noise in here. All right, check out WAW. Murphy's Law of Repeater Work.
K, I think an 8, and then was it BMR? K8TMR. Tango Mike Romeo. How you doing, Sean? Name's Phil. K8TMR. All right. Hey, Phil, how are you? What repeater are you on, and what's your operating situation? Currently, I'm on the Warren repeater. I am just out of Stinger, and I'm running Daisy 150, the RAS. I got it on like medium power right now. Yeah, Shainer and what? I didn't catch the Shainer and what. Shainer and 19. Yeah, that ain't good. Man, still got something going on, obviously. Am I not coming in clear? A lot of static. Oh, you're fine. It's just from Shainer and 19, you should be full quieting. You're not. All right, well, hopefully it's not my setup. Put a new antenna on the truck. I was working with Dakota, was giving me a hand. So hopefully it's not something I did. It does sound a little worse than I'm used to hearing. I was having some, like, the signal you got now is what I was hearing from guys that were out at 24 in Hayes and stuff. So, you know, a little out beyond you. But, let's see, I'm just trying to think. With you being there, what would be a good test just to check your own? Can you hear the Richmond? Like, if I gab here, do you have Richmond programmed in yours, and can you even hear it right now as I talk? Yeah, I switched over to Richmond. I can hear it, but I'm getting a lot of static on Richmond. Yeah, which that's not unusual. So I'm just trying to, you know, let you know if I think there's something going on there. I don't necessarily think you got anything going on there. I could be wrong, but I don't think you got anything going on there with your setup. Okay, yeah, that's good. You're coming in loud and clear on my end. But I was just making the drive from Elmont down to Warren, so I got to switch through kind of all of them to get down there. Yeah, you sound, you know, real good now. Just a little pop here and there, but you know, I mean, you're solid the whole time. So let's be clear. It wasn't hard to hear you at any point. Just more noise than I would have expected from 19 and Shainer is all. But anywho, I was there working on it a little bit ago, just minutes ago, really. And I thought I found a flaky jumper, which is what I kind of suspected, but I'm not so sure. I got to go up there. I got to drag the test equipment when I got more time. I was just passing by and had some outer work to do there. But I got to go there with the full suite. That's on Warren you're talking about? Yeah, I suspect the receiver is a little compromised right now. And so, you know, I want to get in there and check it out. So I got to take the Enritsu up there and sweep the antenna system and make sure that's okay. You know, just check the repeater out itself. And just got a few things I got to do up there. So I got some other stuff I got to do there as well. So it's probably going to be one of the days where I load up with all the gear and go up there on a Saturday with some help. So that's something I can fit into a
15-minute stop on during the work day. I did that today, but it's gonna probably be a Saturday project. Another thing I was wondering about, I haven't noticed it before, but I'm noticing it now. When I unkey the mic, it's almost like the, I got a very loud, like, squelch tail, maybe, a lot of static when I unkey. Is that normal? Yeah, that's probably something I left at the site. I don't remember turning off the PL, but I might have. So, great. All right, sounds good. Guess I just created more work for you. It's weird though, I don't hear it when I am key. So I'm on the, I'm on Warren. Well, no, wait, I'm in, I always have my radio in PL. So my receiver is locked in PL. So I wouldn't hear it. So I wouldn't know what's normal, I guess, is what I'm saying. Okay. Could that be a setting on my radio that I missed, or do you think? I'm just asking because before when I've keyed up, I haven't noticed it. But I haven't really been on the Warren. It's more Richmond, and I don't notice it, but just curious. Yeah, I'm hearing it a bit when you unkey. I'm not hearing it myself when I unkey, but so it's not something that you would have changed, though. That's the thing. Well, I don't want to say that for sure, but there's a setting where you can set PL on receive. You know, of course, you need it to transmit in order to trip the repeater, but you can also put it on the receiver so that you don't have to hear any, you know, non-destined, you know, stuff that you don't want to hear, and that helps clean up a lot. Like, if you're driving around and you hear, like, a lot of times you'll hear a lot of, like, spurious noises and stuff like that when you're driving around on UHF. If you put PL on the receive side as well, you won't have to hear any of that crap, so there are advantages to doing it. I know of no disadvantages, so I always run PL on my receivers if the repeater offers it. If the repeater is transmitting PL, I lock up and call guard, as we say, or PL. Okay. Just so I'm understanding, that would be the tone squelch? Because I do actually have that set, not just the tone. I got it set to tone squelch. Correct. It's either set to, that's the terminology they use in the ASU, I recall that now. And if you're set to tone squelch, then you're doing it. You're using tone for both transmit and receive, and you shouldn't be hearing that. But, so, shrug. I don't know. It's weird. I'm not hearing it. I hear it when you unkey, but not me. So weird.
All right. Well, I guess I'll have to double check my settings, make sure everything's correct.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with your radio. It just might be you're out of ways where there's, your signal's not noisy, that's the thing. So if you're right now you're full fighting, so it's weird. Why would I be hearing? If you were out there noisy, then I would, then perhaps, I don't know. It's odd. I'm going to have to think about that. And I ain't thinking right about now, so there you go. Anyhow, you sound good now, wherever you're at. You're well within range.
Yeah, I'm coming up, Phil Shaner coming up to Common.
Oh, I'd hope so. You're right underneath it. Any closer, you'd be getting melted.
Oh, it's right around this area, I wasn't sure of the exact location of the repeater.
Yeah, you're very close. It's at Common and Van Dyke.
Oh, okay, not too far then.
I know it wanted to do that. It has been trying the last several transmissions, but we keep interrupting it. So there, it got it out. It was impatient. All right, well, you sound fine now. I don't know why you were a little popcorny up there by 19. Probably, it's not you, it's me, you know, so the old classic. All right, I'm not far from my stop here. I got to get parked and get out and finish up my day. I got a little bit to go here.
All right, sounds good. I'm almost to my stop, so good talking with you, and we'll talk with you later. Okay, GMR.
All right, Phil, take care, drive safe, all that good stuff, and we'll catch you next time. W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees.
W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees.
Enemy DBF. W8FU, AB8PR.
Same radio twice.
What was that?
Are you playing with your new device? It's AB8PR.
Well, a little bit.
And heard you made a purchase down in Dayton.
Yeah, it's on the bench. I'm just going to figure out how to hook a speaker up to it.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees.
Guess there's not a little 8-inch hole in that.
No, it's got a modular connector and you got to have these power speaker. And I've got a power speaker, which is very similar to the one you're supposed to use on it. It's not quite identical, so I got to try to make up a cable. But it uses a an RJ9 connector, not even an RJ11, so that's a little different. So, yeah, I love those non-standard connectors. A few weeks ago, somebody was looking for like a 10-pin RJ45. It's like, never seen one of those.
A 10-pin 45?
Yeah, I've never seen that either. Is that a thing?
I guess it wouldn't be a 45 at that point, but somewhat, similar shape, but just 10-pin.
Probably have a different designation than 45. I think it doesn't affect that it's a 45 mean it's an 8-pin. Or is that not, or is that just a physical size?
Yeah, I think that's just, I think that's the size and wire count, but I saw somewhere that RJ45 isn't even really an RJ45, like the real RJ45 is like offset, the little locking tab. It's, I don't know how true that is, but it's kind of interesting.
No, really. I didn't know that either. Well, I know, like, they also, like, an RJ9 is also referred to as a 4P4C, whereas a standard telephone jack is an RJ11, which is a 6P4C, six-position four-conductor. So it's bigger. Yeah, I guess an RJ45 is usually like an 8C or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, all sorts of interesting standards and nomenclature. And, you know, you got too many standards. Let's make another standard to make them all standard.
Now, so the way I'm getting around this thing is I happen to have a Yaesu connecting, control head connecting cable, their old style, which is a 4P4C. So I'm running that into just a coupler, which is really a 6P6C. But it fits in there, and I can then plug in a bigger cable on the other side, you know, a 6P4C or whatever. So, playing around with that. Just going to finish working on that tonight and see if I can get that going.
Yeah, if it works, it works. You know, it's not stupid if it works. thinking about that, I think my 10-wood, I think it's got a little pigtail on the side, inside of the, where the control head is, and I think that might be like a 4-pin, and then it goes to like a regular RJ45, but I don't remember what that is offhand. I know it's smaller on one end, and it's RJ45 on the other.
Yeah, a lot of them are like that, huh?
my car where the one end was the opposite, bigger than the other, and then I went to go plug it in, and just, oh, crap. I had reversed it. So I had to pull it all out and reverse it. Luckily, I haven't remoted that ahead. It's that cable is like 2 inches long, and it fits inside where the the head attaches to the body, so it fits inside there. So it's just, if you want to remote it, you either get a longer cable or just make a RJ45.
Yeah. Oh, here comes the rain. Out here in Pontiac area. Okay. Yeah, I just guess a lot of them are too standardized on the Ethernet style cable. I know the newer users, like the 300 and the 500, are all using use a standard Ethernet cable now, which saves a boatload of money on cables. They usually charge way too much for those.
Oh yeah, that was I know that. And just regular straight through cables, and I know that Kenwood, it was, I want to say it was like $50 for the remote head kit or something like that. It was like just wire, like what? And regular, I ended up actually using one right now. I got some Canada 6, because they're shielded, little extension cables, so it's got the male on one end, female on the other. You just plug the mic in and then plug it into the body. I got a little like 2-foot extension on it right now.
Well, that's exactly what I did for my I got 2 radios in the car here, remote heads. A Yaesu 400 and an ICOM an ICOM radio. So the mic is an 8 conductor. So I got a shielded Ethernet extension cable, just like what you said. Just use the short jumper that came with it. And then use the extension the rest of the way.
Yeah, it works out good. I could reach the mic where the body is, but it really stretches out the cord. And it's a little bit nicer having just a little extra length there than to stretch the cord out as so much. It's not yanking on you while you're trying to talk,
Yep, and I think all manufacturers of control heads should have the option to plug the microphone in the control head or the body of the radio. Crazy, you have to run 2 cables, control cable and a mic cable, and then a speaker cable if you want that too. So you should have the speaker should be in the control head. So I guess we'll use the 500, I guess, that you plug the microphone in the control head and there's a speaker there too.
Yeah, that's nice. I think all the modern Yaesus that they just came out with have it in the control head, the speaker. I'm not sure about the microphone. I think it sounds like the new Kenwood that they're coming out with is going to have the speaker in the control head too. So that'll be kind of nice. We'll see how much they want for that new Kenwood.
Yeah, I saw it down there. I'm not sure what the price was. I didn't actually stop and talk to see what it's going for, but I bet it's going to be pricey.
I heard somebody say, it's kind of like a mix between the 75 handheld and the D710 mobile, and they said, yeah, it's going to be the price of a 75 handheld and a D710 mobile, too.
know, I bought, I got a 74, and I paid about $400 for it, and now I'm going to go for over 60.
Yeah, I think the D75 is like $700 or something, like $600 or $700, I don't know. I have the ID52, and that was $600 when I bought that. And, yeah, they're quite expensive nowadays. Hobby radios, not like they're making billions of them.
Very disorganized with their bookkeeping and parts, you know, trying to fix stuff and I'm running out of parts because they don't have a good inventory system for making sure the stuff is there that you need.
Yeah, that can be difficult, and then the other problem is you don't know that you already have what you need. You know, I've run it out of home sometimes. I run to the store and buy some bolts or screws or whatever, and come to find out, oh, I had them in my bin. Didn't have to do that.
Oh yeah, I've done that. Why did I just go buy that? I already had some. Yeah, I just borrowed them. Even the case with this speaker thing I'm trying for this repeater is I bought one in Dayton that wasn't in the right style, and I said, it's a powered speaker. I should be able to get it to work. And but it's something's weird about it, and I just cannot figure out how to get it to actually work with, you know, any type of audio. You know, try plugging into a radio, but I can't get it to power up. I think there's extra wires. I think you got to jumper some, and there's absolutely no documentation on the internet for it. So, but then I said, you know what? I wonder if I have one of those other speakers. And I went in my junk bin or my old bin of Motorola stuff, and sure enough, I've got one of those speakers that they use for that repeater. And I said, oh, okay, I just got to make a jumper cable for it. And that's what I'm doing.
I guess the other option is you may have bought a dud. Hopefully not, though. It's, that'll happen. Yeah, I know years ago when bought a whole bunch of parts that I already had on hand. I broke down and bought a whole bunch of the Milwaukee Pack-Out containers and organized all my nuts and bolts and screws so I could just look at them and, oh, yep, I got them, you know.
Right. Well, the speaker I bought, it looks like it was brand new. I mean, it still had some stuff on it that looked like it had never been used. And years ago I had one of these. I remember it, and it was used in conjunction with, I think with some, was a, I'm trying to remember, it might have been with a cell phone, actually, a mobile cell phone. We had the separate unit in the trunk. And I remember you had to jump or something. It's got 7 or 8 wires in it, you know, when you only need 4 basically, 2 for power, 2 for audio, but it's got like 3 or 4 other wires, and I think to make it do what you want to do, you have to do something with a couple of them, and I just can't find the documentation to tell me what you do with them.
Pop it open and maybe see if you can reverse engineer it a little. maybe it'll be obvious what you need to do or whatever. You have to look up some chips and figure out some pinouts.
Yeah, well, that's, I did open it up and it's all, you know, small component stuff, you can't really trace anything. There's no real obvious, you know, it's hard to even see the paths where they go or what they go to. Yeah, I thought of that too. Gotta get that documentation. Somebody's gotta have it somewhere. I'm just shocked I cannot find it. Even, you know, thing like Repeater Builder doesn't have anything.
Yeah, look at like archive.org, or there's quite a movement, I guess, nowadays to try to save some of these manuals and software and stuff for old technology the retro computer stuff, and stuff like that. It's really kind of the killer of everything is you've got the device and it works, but don't have the software to run it or the thing to program it or whatever, you know. Maybe hiding out somewhere deep in the internet there.
Okay. Sean just sent me something here. I'm driving, so I can't look at it, but I didn't know what it is. Yeah, you out there, Sean? Jump in.
Well, I don't know if it's the one. It's the one for the MTR. It's got the 6-pin Molex connector. And, you know, they have the pinout. I believe they're all the same. But, it's the HSN 1006A MTR 2000 amplified speakers, so maybe that'll help you.
Yeah, as I was telling Lance, I looked in my old, more old stuff, and I have the 1005A, which looks identical to the 6, and the pinouts, I think, are the same. I think it's got the same 6-pin Molex on it and everything, so that's what I'm trying to work on to get that going. I was able to get that going standalone, plugged into like another radio. Works great. I just got to make the jumper cable to plug into the MTR. So I'm just about home here, but I want to see, are you, I'm thinking Thursday after I leave work. Are you available then? Grab some lunch and take that thing to your shop or whatever?
Yeah, that'll probably work. You better check with me though. I took tomorrow off because my son and I were going to be doing some yard work, but now it sounds like it's going to rain all day, so I may have to adjust. But, yeah, chances are. Just make sure you get a hold of me, you know, day before, day of.
Okay, very good. All right, catch you guys later. Pulling in the driveway as we speak. Have a great day. Over to you, Lance. ABAY ABAPR.
All right, 7-3, Phil. Just excited to hear the new toy on the air. Just the ABAY Switch-On.
I was busy with something here. I just been listening to guys talk, so I heard Phil was having some trouble with that, so I shot him that real quick.
So I am going to get back to what I was doing, basically.
Yep, I'm just about home to file my 7-3. This is the ABAY.
All right, travel safe. We'll catch you later. W8FU.
Good evening, 1800 hours, showers, 55 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, rain, 53 degrees.
10-8-CLH.
Good evening, 2000 hours, rain, 49 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, rain, 49 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 48 degrees.
KF8DRC from WD8KLO. KF8DRC from WD8KLO. WD8KLO, clear.
Good evening, 23 hours, rain, 47 degrees.